Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mo Egger is with us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline from ESPN and Cincy, of course. Mo, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good. What's going on?
Now, we're excited about the playoffs. We're excited about this weekend's games. Personally, I'm most excited, obviously, about Cincinnati and Tennessee. So let's get into it here. Bengals break the playoff drought after 31 years. They get their first win. Now trying to break another drought. They've never won a road playoff game. What gives you confidence they can do it in Tennessee this week?
My understanding is Joe Burrow made the trip. And so I think you start there, right? I think he got on the bus to the airport. My understanding is he got on the plane. I haven't heard if the plane has landed safely in Nashville. Assuming it does and Joe Burrow walks off it and then wakes up tomorrow and puts a uniform on, they've got a chance. And I would say they have a chance against anybody. Now, look, there's some things that really give you pause when it comes to this game. You guys were talking about Larry Ogunjobi's absence. This team's defensive line depth is going to be tested, and this is not the opponent you want to test that defensive line depth against. I think Tennessee on both lines is better. I think Tennessee's very well coached. Mike Vrabel should be the coach of the year as far as I'm concerned. But Joe Burrow gives you a chance, and this game is likely to be close. Tennessee doesn't blow a lot of people out. The Bengals and Titans have played 17 one-score games so far this season. The Bengals game last Saturday was a one-score game. If you're giving me Joe Burrow in a game that's at least somewhat in doubt in the fourth quarter, I feel like I've got a chance.
Are you surprised, Mo, at how well Burrow has played this year, you know, taking this next step and obviously getting them the first playoff win in 31 years?
You know, it's going to sound weird to hear me say no, but, like, this is why you drafted him number one overall. You know, if you didn't think he could do this, then why'd you take him? Now, are we surprised that it's occurred as early as it has? Yeah. I mean, I think anytime you have a quarterback in his second season coming off a knee injury that cut short his season last year, with, you know, a whole bunch of teammates who have done very little collectively in the National Football League, and you look at what Joe has done statistically, leading the league in yards per attempt, leading the league in completion percentage, those are not things you expect him to do. But I think on a grander scale, just the fact that he's got this team in the postseason, that they won the division, and that he engineered a playoff victory, even though that offense to a degree left a lot to be desired, I don't know that those things in a vacuum are necessarily surprising. I think the degree to which he's played here in the second half of his first year of his second season, given the fact that he's put so many of those turnover issues behind him that plagued him and this team early in the season, I think we thought we would see him put a lot of that stuff behind him maybe next year. The fact that he's put a lot of that stuff behind him here in the second half of year two, I think has been a little illuminating. But again, if you didn't anticipate this happening at some point, then what was the point behind taking him number one overall last year?
Yeah. Well, I find it funny when I hear national, like every time, it was last week against the Raiders got a great pass rush, can they protect Burrow? Same thing they're saying this week against Tennessee. But the bottom line is, like, even if Burrow gets sacked 5, 6, even 7 times this game, there's still 50, 60 opportunities for him to not get a sack. Obviously, they're not going to throw the ball that many times. But my point is, he's not a quarterback. We've seen it for 2 years. He's not a quarterback that if he's getting hit a lot, he's going to get rattled and it's going to throw off his game. He's fine the other plays. So even if he gets sacked the number of times because their O-line is still not very good, he still is going to have enough time on enough other plays to make plays. I always think that getting to the quarterback is overblown when it comes to the Bengals in this situation. Agree or disagree?
I agree. I mean, look, clearly you want to protect your quarterback, and clearly you want to keep him upright and in the game. I think what it is, though, is it's not so much the sacks, it's does the pressure force him to make a decision that results in a turnover?
Sure.
And that really has been the key for this team. You know, if you look at their last four wins, including the game last week against Las Vegas, go back to the game they played against the Denver Broncos right before Christmas. They won that game 15-10. They were not overly explosive on offense, but what did they do? They didn't turn the football over. They played field position game. They realized the Denver Broncos weren't going to score much against them. But the key was they didn't turn it over. Previous week against San Francisco, whole bunch of turnovers, both on offense and special teams. Week prior to that against the Chargers, whole bunch of turnovers by Joe Burrow. Huge one for Joe Mixon. Big one for Ja'Marr Chase. They stopped turning the football over against Denver. Following week, a little bit more explosive against that shell of a Ravens team. Burrow throws for 525, no turnovers. The following week, as great as that game against Kansas City was and as awesome as Ja'Marr Chase was, they were down by 14 points three different times. You're not overcoming those deficits against that team if you don't play a clean game from a turnover perspective. They did, and they won. Even last week, they stalled in the red zone. They weren't good close to the goal line. They only scored 6 points in the second half. They settled for way too many field goals, but they didn't turn the football over. So it's very simple for this team. When they don't lose the turnover battle, they win. Their record this year in those games, 11-1. When they turn the football over, they lose. And look, that's what dogged this team earlier in the season against Chicago, against Green Bay, against Cleveland in the game that was played at Paul Brown Stadium. So I think that's where the offensive line and the pass protection talk really should go. It's not about sacking Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's going to get sacked tomorrow. It's does he face the kind of pressure that forces him into the kind of mistake that they cannot afford in a game like this and that he and this team haven't made in recent weeks?
Mo Egger with us from ESPN in Cincinnati. Mo, you mentioned stalling out. Yes, they settled for a lot of field goals. It felt like the Bengals were dominating that game until the end. I thought Zach Taylor, and he's done this at times this year, and I thought he did it again last week. I thought he got a little conservative, maybe a little tight. Maybe he was thinking about the 31 years without a win. Do you agree with that? And do you think that's gone? Because he's when he's had those games, it seems like the next game he doesn't follow up and do it again. Is the pressure off because they won a game? And do you think that's a fair criticism that he was a little conservative at times last week?
Well, A, I think the pressure is off. I mean, look, they're going on the road to play the top seed in the postseason. They're not favored to win in this game. They finally won a playoff game. I hate the term house money, but it's not like this outcome tomorrow is going to determine whether or not the Bengals have had a successful season. They're not going to blow it up if they lose tomorrow. But I agree with the assessment on Zach Taylor, and it's interesting. If you go back and watch the first couple of plays of the game, they came out empty backfield, five wide, and you're thinking, man, they're going to let Joe Burrow cook. But what did they do? 21 early down run plays last week. That's first and second down run plays. If you go back to the previous two games that they won at the end of the regular season, which was the Baltimore game and the Kansas City game, Joe Burrow threw on first down 71% of the time. There was a direct correlation between the Bengals telling Joe Burrow, we're going to put the offense on your shoulders, and this sudden burst of productivity and point scoring. And then if you go back early in the season, at times it sort of felt like their entire first half MO was spin your tires, and then at the end of the first half, we'll throw a pass deep downfield to Ja'Marr Chase. I think a lot of us went into the game last week hoping that was behind them, and then what we saw in particular in the red zone was pretty sobering. So I think that's a big storyline tomorrow. Do they go into this game content to let Joe Burrow sort of win or lose the game for them, or are they conservative? We have seen a little bit of both at times this season. I think, unfortunately, we saw a little bit too much of the conservative philosophy than I think most Bengals fans would like.
What do you think we'll see out of King Henry tomorrow?
It's a great question. You know, I mean, is he fresh? Probably. But is he in the kind of shape he's going to need to be to carry the football, I don't know, 20 times?
Right.
A fantastic question. You know, I think that's really sort of the thing they have to be wondering about in Nashville. The thing is, their offensive line, it's interesting. Their offensive line is really good at run blocking, really bad at pass protection. They've run the ball effectively, even without Derrick Henry. When their offense went south, it's when they didn't have A.J. Brown and Julio Jones. Now, I agree with what you just said prior to bringing me on. I don't know what you expect from Julio Jones, but I know what you can get from A.J. Brown. He was great in their best four wins this season, but Clearly, they want to keep Joe Burrow off the field. Clearly, they want to get Derrick Henry going. Clearly, he is one of the best two or three running backs in the game. And when you're playing a team with the defensive line depletion the Bengals have, you want to exploit that weakness. But at the end of the day, he hasn't played since Halloween. We don't know what kind of shape he's going to be in. We don't know how pounding is going to affect him. And as much as they might say, well, look, he's not going to be the sort of workhorse you would expect in this game, if it's a tight ball game, Mike Vrabel's giving the football to Derrick Henry. I don't care what workload he's already taken on, and I think it's going to be interesting to see how he responds.
Mo, I saw this story today. What's going on with the tickets? Apparently the Titans are like blocking tickets for just till 24 hours until kickoff so they can keep Bengals fans out. Is that true?
It's true. It's window dressing. What they simply did is this. If you bought tickets, you weren't going to get your tickets until today at 4:30, 24 hours before kickoff. So it wasn't going to show up on your phone. And what they think that is going to mean is it's going to lessen the possibility of Bengals fans buying them from Titans fans who are looking to sell. If you're a Cincinnati Bengals fan, Cincinnati to Nashville is 4 hours. It's a very easy drive. The game is in prime positioning if you want to go to a road game, 4:30 on a Saturday. The Bengals haven't been this far in 31 years. If you have the means and you can get the weekend free and you're from Cincinnati and you want to go to the game, you're going to find your way into Nissan Stadium. And you're seeing a little bit more of this around the NFL. I talked with a buddy of mine who works in ticketing for the Bengals, though, who said, look, this is a non-starter. This is a way for the Titans to sort of show that, yeah, we're going to try to fill the stadium with as many people wearing blue and white as possible. It just simply is, if you buy a ticket, if you bought a ticket last night, it wasn't going to show up on your phone till 4:30, which I think is going to create problems because you and I both know there's a lot of people, maybe folks who haven't been to an NFL game this year. The tickets are paperless. They have no idea how to work the app.
This gives
them less time to figure out how to work the app. I'm thinking of my father-in-law who went to a game this year, and it took me like 6 days to explain how the app worked. And God help anybody in the same position doing the same for this game tomorrow in Nashville.
All right, Mo, give us your prediction for the game.
I think it's a one-score game. If you're giving me Joe Burrow in a one-score game, I'm taking Joe Burrow. I'll go Cincinnati 27-23.
Good stuff, Mo. We appreciate you taking the time. Thanks for joining us.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Mo Egger from ESPN in Cincinnati.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.